Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Malcolm Holine, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. We're very pleased to welcome Noam Raden of the Washington Institute, an energy policy commentator focusing on the Middle East. And I go right to the Houthis of North Yemen, who have so disrupted world global traffic through the Red Sea that the insurance rates no longer describe the distress. There are routinely reports of ships either on fire or under fire. The U.S. Navy, the British Navy, and other actors have attempted to contain the Houthis, but they continue to fire. It is a puzzle about the Biden administration why the attacks have been, we're told, directed at the launch platforms and not at the personnel, such as Houthi himself. Noam, a very good evening to you. The Houthis, is this a problem now that is sufferable, or is there needed a solution that they've not hit on upon? It's a puzzle to me why they continue to fire and no one stops them. Good evening to you.
Good evening. The Houthi threat has been evolving over the past years. Some people might remember that between 2017, during the Yemen war, the Houthis back then, they were going after tankers in Gulf of Aden and the southern Red Sea, specifically Saudi tankers. And throughout the years, they've used maritime attacks in different political contexts, meaning for different political reasons. Now they are using those attacks because for them, the attacks are done in order to support Palestinians in Gaza. The campaign has been very effective. Throughout the years, they've been able to improve their attacks using different weapons. In the current maritime campaign, they've used a combination of weapons. They've been very effective, very aggressive, and some of the attacks were deadly. Some of the attacks led to the killing of seafarers. They've disrupted maritime transit, which is very important for the global economy, through the Bab al-Mandeb choke point, which is one of the world's key choke points. Moving forward, the Houthi threat in the region will remain if no effective solution is found for this problem. Some people might ask, what is the solution? This is a good question. It is very difficult to find a solution right now without causing further disruption for maritime traffic in the region, because global companies, they want to see risks in that area reduced. More strikes, more wars, more conflict in that region will only increase risks there. Therefore, global shipping companies won't be confident to return to the region. So it's very difficult to talk, to find an answer for this right now, but it's very important moving forward. And as the region itself evolves, meaning you have different countries that want to advance their economies, they want to diversify their energy sectors, it's very important to think, how can you restore stability to that region? Restoring stability to that region will definitely require you to find a solution for a serious threat like that, the Houthi threat. And that solution needs to be done, of course, in collaboration with regional powers and not only Western powers.
Malcolm?
So let me ask you about a specific. We've talked on the show for a long time about the threats of the Bab al-Mandab. All that we're seeing today was anticipated, and due to the, I think you would acknowledge the reluctance of the West or the inability of the West to react and come to Saudi Arabia's aid when they were fighting. You presented in your interactive data the Gulf maritime security complexity of maintaining safe passage in the straits. What measures are taken or need to be taken to counter this threat in the area?
This is a very good question. The military answer for that is easy. It's very easy to say more strikes. But as I said earlier, more strikes will mean more instability. They will raise the risks. I believe regional countries need to also participate in that. You also need to have a diplomatic solution. How will that diplomatic solution be reached? Will require collaboration between Western powers and key Gulf states in the region, specifically Saudi Arabia. Because anyone who looks at the map, some people might not, I have never been probably to the region. If you just look at the map, you will see that next to Yemen, you have Saudi Arabia, a key Gulf state. And for them, also stability in that region is very important. Therefore, to find a solution for the current risks will require the involvement of such key Gulf states.
I'm guessing that the Houthis don't have a rocket factory and that they're resupplied from Iran. Is that correct? And can that be cut off? Can the Houthis be starved?
I cannot say yes or no. It's complex. Yes, they are being supported by Iran. To cut off all the routes, it will definitely be a complicated mission. We are already seeing how Iran also supports other armed groups in the region, right? Lebanon, you have also armed groups in Iraq. And of course, like Israel in Lebanon, for instance, is striking sites that belong to Hezbollah. But it will take you some time to reduce their military hardware. And the same, in my opinion, the same goes for Yemen. It will take you some time to do that. But at the same time, you also need talks. You need to talk to those who are also supporting such groups in the region. Military solution is on the table, but also you need the diplomatic one.
Malcolm?
Well, I mean, the questions that we face regarding the future of the Gulf, the impact that it has had on the course of items, and particularly the role of China in the region doesn't get the attention that it deserves. How do you see China's future role, and especially in terms of balancing some of the trends that you mentioned?
This is a very good question. In the Red Sea, and as I've shown in my work, China, for instance, China-linked ships haven't been attacked in the same way other ships have been attacked. And this is because the Houthis view China, for instance, and Russia as two countries they can talk to, they can have communication with. For this reason, probably, yes, moving forward to find also a solution for those high risks in the region, maritime and others, probably you will need such countries which the Houthis can also communicate with to have a role there. On top of that, even Gulf states, take for instance Saudi Arabia, they have very important trade links with a big country, Asian country, and the importer, crude oil importer like China. And they have economic interests inside the country. And for them, maintaining such ties with China is very important and is a key economic interest for them. So we need to take all these into consideration when we talk about China's role in the region. We need to look at it from an economic and also a political angle.
There was a threat some weeks ago that from the Kremlin, that if you do this, I think it was some form of escalation in Ukraine, we'll do that. And that was, the Kremlin said, we'll give very good land-to-sea missiles, ship killers to the Houthis. Was there anything to that threat, to your understanding? Is it possible that Russia has supplied anything to the Houthis?
We saw probably different reports, media reports over the past weeks on that. I'm a data-driven person, so I refrain to answer this question because I myself don't have evidence on that, so I cannot comment. However, yes, we need to consider that a possibility in the future, and depending on how the geopolitical situation develops in the future.
So I'm remembering the reports correctly. There was this threat somewhere in a headline, correct?
There was. I believe it was the Wall Street Journal that said something along these lines, that Russia could supply advanced weapons to the Houthis.
Malcolm, we have a minute.
And just to tell the people what you're assessing the impact of all of this is on Africa and the price of food generally, but especially on the countries that are paying a very heavy toll for the Houthi aggression.
That's a very good question. The ships that are not going through the Red Sea are being forced to take a longer journey around Southern Africa, around the Cape of Good Hope. This means that transportation costs are increasing. Freight costs are increasing. By freight, I mean here, you know, the cost of the cargo to move it from one location to another. In the end, consumers are definitely going to feel higher costs or higher prices for the products they are buying, meaning the importers will pay higher costs because it's taking longer time to receive their cargoes. And also the consumers will feel a rise in the prices, mostly. And by that, I mean products, I mean clothes, even food that is transported by containers, et cetera, plastics. You can think of toys, for instance. A lot of container ships are being forced right now to go around the Cape of Good Hope because big names in the shipping industry like Maersk, Hapag-Lloyd, and others are not going through the Red Sea anymore for now. And they're taking the Cape of Good Hope because of the Houthi threat.
Noam Raydan of the Washington Institute, Malcolm Honlein.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.